First off, Patrick, what was the big factor behind that big drop in crude yesterday? Was it mostly COVID? What happened?
Yeah, I would say it was mostly concern over the Delta variant and COVID really starting to spread across the nation to those that are unvaccinated. We are seeing a surge in cases, the highest amount of new COVID cases, it looks like, since May. The increase looks pretty fast and furious. Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, areas of Florida, all now seeing a surge in COVID cases, and the implications are there that could potentially derail the recovery in oil demand.
After that 7% drop yesterday, are you a little surprised we haven't seen more of a bounce back for West Texas crude today?
You know, we saw a little bit of a bounce, a dead cat bounce. That is, after such a plummet, even a dead cat will bounce a little bit, a term that's well-known on Wall Street. We are seeing a little bit of a bounce this morning, but it is disappearing. WTI up 16 cents, or just a quarter of a percent. Brent now just slipping into the negative column, down 6 cents a barrel. So don't be surprised if WTI again slips into negative territory. What it means for consumers, well, that's maybe the light at the end of the tunnel. After watching the Rangers get decimated, at least lower gas prices are coming. Dallas average a week ago, 286. Prices today down 4 cents. And there's a potential that we could drop 10 to 20 cents a gallon over the next 2 to 3 weeks if the market doesn't start to see a recovery.
Did I see your tweet yesterday that said there's a very good chance we have seen our peak on gasoline prices for 2021?
There's that a distinct possibility. We saw a peak in the price of oil July 5th at $77 a barrel. We now stand $10 a barrel lower than that, over $10 a barrel lower than that at $66.48. Of course, gas prices heavily mirror the price of oil, and with oil now going down, and with us entering the dog days of summer, there's only a limited window in which demand is likely to be very high. That window will start closing in mid-August as kids go back to school and offices, well, at least for now, are slated to reopen. Demand could start to cool more precipitously once we wrap up the summer driving season with Labor Day weekend, but there's a shrinking time window. If oil is going to make a push, if demand is going to surge, we have about 2 to 3 weeks now. And with oil prices plummeting $10 a barrel from the peak just a couple of weeks ago, it looks like there's a good chance that barring a hurricane or unexpected outage, we may have hit our 2021 peak for gas prices.
How does the latest decision from OPEC play into all this?
Well, it acts as a rubber ceiling, if you will. Perhaps not a concrete ceiling in which oil could not go above, say, $77 a barrel, its past peak. But with OPEC increasing oil production 400,000 barrels a day for every month until 2022, there's going to be more oil on the market. And that is certainly a limiting factor to how high oil can go, essentially taking some of the bull out of the market. As we sit here now, WTI has slipped into the negative column, down about a nickel, $66.37 a barrel. The implications are there that gas prices will likely continue going down in Dallas. You may see some more stations in the 250s, the 240s, maybe even the 230s. There's already a Sam's Club at $2.59 a gallon this morning in Dallas. So look for those prices to decrease, and if you're on E or low, don't be in any hurry to fill that tank up completely. Gas prices will likely be coming down over the next 1 to 2 weeks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.